Long before 9/11, this is the day a whole generation remembers. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor thrusts a reluctant nation into World War II. But caught off guard, it is months before America can strike back. Yet within hours, a secret Allied force goes on the offensive. Across the islands of the Pacific, men recruited by the Royal Australian Navy scramble into position. They organise bands of natives, gather information, and use portable radios to flash messages home. They stay put. As the Japanese tear across the Pacific like a cancer, they are scattered from Australia to New Guinea, the New Hebrides, and across the Solomon Islands. Plantation workers, government bureaucrats, gold miners, they know the islands and the natives well, and they are a vital key to the early months of the war. In the darkest days of the 20th century, theirs is an amazing story of refusing to give up when the odds are stacked against you. This is the story of the Coast Watchers of the South Pacific. From ridgetops deep in the jungle, they spot airstrips being built, troops on the move, planes and ships heading to attack the Allies. Their warnings of planes heading towards Guadalcanal is the stuff of legend. On Bougainville, Paul Mason and Jack Reed spot Japanese bombers 2 hours before they reach the Allies on Guadalcanal. Within a few seconds, we all heard it, coming from the northwest, the dull, ever-increasing sound of a host of planes approaching our location. Some of the lads climbed to the treetops as our view was obscured from that direction. In a matter of moments, the largest aircraft formation I had ever seen raced across a break in the jungle. 27 Japanese dive bombers roared across the sky in the direction of Tulagi. Minutes later, another squadron of 18 aircraft passed only a few hundred feet over our heads. Using radio transmitters so heavy that they take a dozen natives to carry in pieces, the Coast Watchers quickly set up their equipment and send a brief but potent message. 40 bombers heading your... They then quickly break down and race back into hiding. It is priceless information that saves thousands of lives by giving the American planes time to scramble and intercept. They even save the life of a future American president. Aaron Kumani is scouting for Coast Watcher Reg Evans when he stumbles on the shipwrecked crew of Private 109 and Lieutenant John F. Kennedy. Early on, the Japanese realize how dangerous a weapon the Coast Watchers are. They track them down, over 30 are caught. Many beheaded on the spot. And it's not just the Japanese. The jungle is another constant enemy. Fighting all odds, these are the voices from the jungle that help win the war. Martin Clemens was a key coast watcher on Guadalcanal. Mick Collins was in the Australian Navy, smuggled ashore behind enemy lines of New Britain. And Linda Cooper, one of only two female coast watchers, recalls the constant danger. This is the story of one of the great secrets of World War II. And what's even more remarkable is that these men were used by high command as cover for an even greater secret, that the Allies had broken the Japanese code. This is the story of the Coast Watchers of the